Mike McDonald, who has been so faithful with us for years and years and years as we head Eastern Washington, the Tri-Cities area. He's got Moses Lake and Hanford tonight. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good, Dick. How about you?
Welcome back to the show. We're doing well. I mean, it's still summertime weather, and we're talking football. We love these first few weeks where we can actually sit out and watch a football game in our shirt sleeves, huh?
Yeah, it was 82 degrees at kickoff here at Cranbridge Stadium in Richland. And Hanford really started the game off well. And actually, the Falcons leading Moses Lake at halftime 35-3. But then Moses Lake scored 26 unanswered. We finished the game 42-29. Moses Lake falling to Hanford. But give the Chiefs credit for the comeback and an opportunity. They actually were down just by one possession in the period, about 3-4 minutes remaining in the contest, and had a chance to get the lead, but Hanford able to grind it out and pick up the win.
Give us a little preview. I'm seeing a couple of teams here that that we're used to seeing up near the top. I've got Richland ranked number one out there in 4A. I've got Kamaikan ranked in 3A, number three. So a couple of those teams that have really been stalwarts the last few years look like they are they're not rebuilding. They're just reloading.
That's right, and I think you're right. Richland has Paxton Stevens, now a senior quarterback, leading the team. The Bombers played at Wenatchee, and it's always tough to win up at the Apple Bowl in Wenatchee, and they really did a nice job with their victory tonight, beating Wenatchee 40-12. Tijuana also, and should mention that Hanford is now a 4A team in this split league, so that little bit of a change with their student population, they pumped up into the 4A. One of the other 4A teams, Tijuana, now 2-0 after their victory over West Valley, 42-20. And Steve Graff, just like Mike Nightfold at Richland, they've got the experience, they've got the program. And not only that, but the middle schools are kind of mirroring what they do at the high school level. So when the kids move into the high school program, they're ready.
And then at the 3A level, I mean, who's going to compete with Kamaikan for that league championship?
Kamaikan.
Kamaikan versus Kamaikan, huh? All right.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to get out of your own way, Dick.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Just don't beat yourself, and you'll be able to win a league championship. Hey,
yeah, I should mention that Kennewick is not playing until tomorrow, and they'll be downtown in Seattle against Cleveland. That could be a dandy.
That's right. That's right. That's part of our Memorial Classic coming up tomorrow afternoon. That is the, let's see, what time is that game? That is the early game. That is the 12 o'clock game between Kennewick and Cleveland.
Other finals from our area, Davis beating Pasco 20-2. It was Walla Walla over Eastmont 39-7. Southridge falling to Sunnyside 35-13, and Ellensburg beating Grandview 62-0.
Oh, my goodness. Great to have you back with us as always, Mike. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week, Dick. Good night.
You bet. Mike McDonald joining us from Kona Radio.